ויהיה מנדף צדיק גימל עמד א' 3 lines from the end of the עמד Ahu anike de tzedake, there was an anike, a baitel of tzedake, full of money of tzedake, the osi le pumpadise, they came to pumpadise. Afke de Rav Yosef gabi ahu gavre, Rav Yosef took this anike and gave it to a person to watch it. Poshabo, now this person was Peshaya, did not watch it properly, also Ganvi Ganvua, and Ganovim came and they stole it. Chai ve Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said he's Mechuyif to pay. He was Peshaya Bishmirosa. Omale Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef or Hosanya, before Herai Baraisa, Lishmer b'loy lechalek laniyim. The chiyuv shomrim is, if I give it to someone to watch, then there's a chiyuv shomrim. B'loy lechalek laniyim. But if you give it lechalek laniyim, there is no chiyuv, there are no dinei shomrim, and he's not chayiv b'pshiya. Let us again see Rashi. Rashi lishmev leila abed in the middle of the Rashi. The Rashi says lachalek laniyim. The loikerine bei lishmev. This person, if he was given tzedakah money to distribute, he's not called a shomer. The kivin da omalei chalkeyu. Since the one who gave it to him told him divided, suloi the mafkid ninu. So it's not anymore the money of the mafkid. It was given over to this person to divide, so it's out of the reshus of the mafkid. Uman katove, so how could he be teveya? It's not his. It's not the mafkid's anymore. Va'aniyim loimotsu tovi, the aniyim cannot be teveya either. L'chol chad v'chad motzi oma lav l'didoch yehivne, every oni that'll come over to him, and says, so you lost my money, so who says I would give it to you to begin with? I'm going to mechalik it to who I want to be mechalik it to. So it's moment shein leitayvim, elo lachine. So we heard before that there's no chiyuvi shomrim if money was given lechalik, tzedakah money was given lechalik. Amalei. So Rav Yosef answered, "Aniye de pumpadise make it skaitzlu velishmeru." Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Rav Yosef gabi havi, he was a gabi tzedoke. Kaitzluhu momen kach v'kach l'shabes l'chol echad." That means all those who were on the receiving list to receive tzedoke. So there was a set amount of money that would be distributed to these aniyim. Havalei momen sheyesh loy toive, v'kerina bei lishma. This is called lishma. So that means this is already momen aniyim. It's momen sheyesh loy toive. That means if we have, let's say, $100 and there are 10 recipients who have to receive $10. So it's considered that these $100, this is the mammon of these 10 recipients, and it's mammon sheyesh lo toivim, and memela you have to pay them. Ashenkin, in the first case, he gave it to him lechalek, and he didn't tell him who he should give it to. So the recipients are not, we don't know who the recipients are going to be. So therefore, no one can be teveya from this shema. So therefore, it's momen she'ein lo teve. That is this gemara. Now, the machnafayim, simen tezayin from Hilchos Shomrim, is ma'ire a very choshev ha'ore. He said, this halacha Lishma v'loy l'chalek l'aniyim, Rashi explained beautifully. He said there is a shayla of two people who could be toiveya the shayma, the mafkid or the aniyim. So Rashi said the mafkid cannot be toiveya the aniyim. He can't say it's my money. The mafkid can't be toiveya from the shayma. He can't say it's my money. Because the mafkid had given over to the shayma the right to distribute it to whoever he wants to. So it's no more the mafkid. So the mafkid can't be teveya. And the anim also can't be teveya. It's mom and shein leitayvim. That's the ptur of lishma b'loy lechalik. But over here in our Gemara, it doesn't say in the Gemara that he gave him over the money lechalik. Rav Yosef was the Gabri, and he gave him after the Rav Yosef Gabri who Gabri. It doesn't say he gave it over to him that he should distribute it. Rav Yosef was going to distribute the money. He just told him. Now he had an arniki of tzedakah. He had no place in his house to keep it. So he said, so he made him a shamer. But here he's a shamer of Rav Yosef. He's a shamer of Rav Yosef. It doesn't say here that Rav Yosef gave him the right to distribute it. It's the moment of Rav Yosef, and he's watching Rav Yosef's Arniki Ditzdoke. So, Bechlal, what was the Kasha of Abaye? This Kasha, the Machna Frayim is. It's not similar to, Rashi explained specifically, that by Lishma B'loy Lechalik, it's not the moment of the Mafkid, because the kivin the omalai chalkeyu su lai the mafkid. If he tells him you should distribute it, so it's not his anymore. But here it doesn't say that he told him to distribute it. This kasha the Machna Frayim has. So the Machna Frayim answers al kochach. We have to say that the case of here was also lachalik. Kaida loshna gemore. The gemore doesn't mention it, but if Abaye is takasha. Akochach, we have to say this is the same case like before. That's what the Machna Frayim wants to say. Then he brings a very interesting Marit. The Marit also asks the Kashin. The Marit says a beautiful teretz. The Marit says as follows. The previous Gemara was speaking about Reuven had tzedakah money. What had Reuven had tzedakah money? Reuven was, every week he put into his pushke, he had a pushke that put in $10 for tzedakah, he had $100 of tzedakah money, so now he doesn't know who to give it to, so he goes over to Shimon and he says, no, you divide it however you think it's the proper way for how to divide it. Fine. So, if he wouldn't have said this, so pshat is, it's still Reuven's tzedakah money. And the Machna Frayim explains that Rashi holds that every person who possesses tzedakah money has toives hanoh. And what's the toives hanoh? It means Rashi in Erzah. If a person was matves, this is tzedakah money. So I have $100 tzedakah money. Fine. Then, so he has to give it to tzedakah. Then all of a sudden, an opportunity comes, he can buy something for $100. Goodbye. So the law is, he can take this $100, he has to pay it back. But these $100 he can take now and invest it in something. They'll pay back. So it's considered that this tzedakah money is his. It's his money. It has to go to tzedakah. But Lamaisa, he has a bailus in this tzedakah money, that actually Boliad Gabai, Lemaisi could take it for himself and pay it back. So it's called his money. So if he wouldn't have told the Shema Lechali, so Pshat is, it's my money, I have Schusim in this money, I made you a Shema, so now, if you were Peshe, you'll have to pay me, it's my money. That's why here Rashi said that it was Lechali. He said, no. I'm out of the picture. You do whatever you want with it. So now he can't take it away from after he gave him the right to distribute it. So it says, Abchina Boliyat Gabai. Now he'll distribute it whatever he wants to. So now he gave over his bailus. So Rashi says so. So there's no chiyuv shomrim to the mafkir. Zok the marit of Rabbi Yosef here was a gabei tzedakah. Rabbi Yosef was a gabei. That's what Rashi says a gabei tzedakah. So who did the money belong to? The money didn't belong to Rabbi Yosef either. It wasn't Rabbi Yosef's money. It was Rabbi Yosef was the gabei to distribute it, but didn't have any ownership in the money. Zok the marit. So what if Rabbi Yosef would lose the money? So Rabbi Yosef isn't chayim because the one who gave it to him, it's not his anymore. And the Liam won Zoyche, so Rabbi Yosef isn't chayim. So the Shomer of Rabbi Yosef is like Rabbi Yosef. So Memele, so that was Abayis Kasha. Abayis Kasha was, L'cheire Rabbi Yosef wouldn't have been chayim, and the Shomer is in place of Rabbi Yosef, also shouldn't be chayim. So Rabbi Yosef answered him, no. He says, the Aniyim of Pumpadisa, they're considered the Bailam of the money. Because since we know which Ani will receive which amount, so it's considered like these $10, there's $100, there's 10 Aniyim, and which are the recipients of this Tzedakah money. So the Aniyim are considered the Bailam. So Memela, if it gets lost, they considered we lost their money. That is why Rabbi Yosef was mechayiv the shomer. And Einoch Hanami, Rabbi Yosef would have lost it. Also be chayiv to pay the aniyim. Hadron aloch hachoyim. Zok the Mishneh, hagoizel eitzim vason kelim. A person stole wood, and he made from this wood kelim. Sema, he stole wool, vason begodim. He made begodim out of it. Mishalem kishas agzeilo. Now let us see the lashon of Rashi. Mishalem kishas agzeilo. The mei eitzim. He pays the value of the eitzim. Vein chayev v'tzema. Vein chayev laharzeloi kelim. He doesn't have to return the kelim. The koni b'shinui. The kelim belong to him because there's a din that a gazlon is koni b'shinui. And he pays what the value of the Eitzim and the Tzema, how much they were worth, Bishas Zeila. Now, I just like to make one diuk in this Rashi, and L'cheira, we have to learn the Mishnah accordingly. Rashi, the Mishnah says, Mishalein, you pay. And Rashi says, Vein Chayev Lahakza, you're not Mechuyev to return. You pay, and you have to return. So in other words, it means as follows. The raw materials, the tzema and the eitzim, became mine. I made a keli out of it, I made a beged out of it. So this is mine. So there's no shail of returning. I don't have to return to you what I stole, because this became mine. I'm kind of machinic. Now, so there's only a din of tashlumin. You pay. You pay for it. So now that this is mine, this is not yours anymore, I have to pay you what I stole from you. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Mishalem he pays, and Rashi says, when chayim laharzeloi, doesn't have to return, because it became his. The koni b'shinui. Now, let's go to case number two. Gozel pora murberes, v'yoldo, Rochel Tohune Vigozizo, Mishalem Dmeipore Oimedes Leileid, Udmei Rochel Oimedes Ligozes. A person stole a Pora Muberes, and there was Yolda, the Uber became a Vlad, got bought. Rochel Tohune, he stole a Rochel that was Tuna Gize, that means it was full of wool. Vigozizo, Mishalem d'mei pora hoimedes leileid d'mei rochel hoimedes ligozes. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to look into the Rosh 1 minute, and then we'll appreciate what Rashi is saying. And we'll look into the Mukhi Yosef for 1 minute, and then we'll see the Loshon of the Mishnah. Let us look at the Rosh. It's my Gemara 266 Palaz, Ois Gimel. Eis Gimel, Peretzi, Eis Gimel. זוכט רוש גוזל פורם וברס ויולדו רוחל תאונה וגוזל זו משלם דמי פורה הימדס לילק ודמי רוחל תאונה הימדס לגוזל משום דקניה בשינוי. So the Rosh says he was kinda everything בשינוי. מקורה גופו מליו before it was a gufa malya. Let's talk about the mother. Let's not talk about the vlad. Let's talk about the mother. He gazled a pora muberes. So he gazled a pora that was a gufa malya. She was a pora muberes. He gazled a rochel tuune. He didn't gazle a bear sheep. He gazled a sheep that was full of wool. And now, after the blood was born, after the wool was cut off, so now it's an empty goof. Afilu the porah is ben, this is the porah that he stole, but this is the rochel that he stole. Kanye bishinoi, it's his porah, and it's his rochel. Vein tzorich l'shalim, elo d'mei pore oimedes leile, but d'mei rochel t'una oimedes ligozeis. He pays how much the pore was worth, b'shas tzelo, it was a pore muberes. So let's say a stamazai pore is worth $1,000, a pore muberes is worth $1,500. Now when he gave birth, so the pore is worth $1,000, the blood is worth $600, so he pays him back $1,500. That was a pore muberes, it's worth $1,500, he keeps the pore, he keeps the blood, and farty. Ve'ein ha'nigzul yochel loima harzali pore ve'rochel she'gozalta mimeni, you stole my pore, Vishalim li aleyem, and besides that, pay me shvach ha'ibu atina sagisa. Give me back my, first of all, this is my pora. You stole my pora. So give me back my pora. But you stole me a pora. You stole from me a pora that was worth $1,500. Pora's only worth $1,000. So give me back my pora and $500. V'chein kol mokim shohuske kni yeshini li nyegas anin yizesh shalim domim. That is what the Rosh says. And so let us just look for 1 second in the Loshon HaMishneh. The Loshon HaMishneh is now the way we medayik in the first bove, so the Loshon HaMishneh is moiradik meduyik. Gozal porem uberes v'yoldo. Rochel tuune v'gozezo. So it doesn't say anything about returning. It says paying. Mishalem, you pay the meipora oimedes lele, the meirochel oimedes ligozes. You pay that. I'm sorry, the pora became mine. The lele is a shini in the pora. The gziza is a shini in the rochel. Before it was a different type of a rochel. So rochel tune. So the Mishnah is moiradik meduik according to the Rosh. Mishalem, the meipora oimedes lele, the Mirochel Emedes Ligozes. Now, before we see Rashi again, let us just see the Muki Yosef for 1 minute. Muki Yosef is on the rib. It's Daf Lamed Gimel Bedaf Eharif. The second Muki Yosef. The May, on the bottom of the line, the Mamish, the last Muki Yosef on the Omen. The May Pora, Kosov HaRa'ah, the Ra'ah said, B'Shem Rabbi Zal, let's skip the brackets. The Lav Davke Domeho, oh, so he says over here, don't learn the Mishnah with the way I just told you, Mishalem demei pore oi medes, you pay the demei pore. That's the Pashas Loshna Mishnah. The lav davke domeho, veloimar, and then you'll prove from this, sheguf apore koni loy bishinui. And you'll prove from this that the pore belongs to the gazlan. So the Ra'o said, no, the later vegize lavshini u beguf apore. That's called the shini of the pore. If a pore was before muberes, and now the pore gave birth, or the pore, the rochel was tuner, the mikore guf amalye vahash the guf asrike. It's before that it was full, had a duba. The behemoth didn't change. A rochel that the wool was cut off from it, so the rochel changed. You took away the wool, but it's the same rochel. It's the same pore. And if a behemoth is matel glolim, oh, before it had glolim inside of it, now it was matel glolim. So the shini and the behemoth. The glolim are a davar nifrod. There's a behemoth, there's glolim inside of it. So Mamela, before there's glolim inside of it, now the glolim was matal the glolim. So pshat is that the behemoth changed? It's the same behemoth. And the glolim was matal the glolim. So a porim uberes is a porim with an uber inside. A rochel to'un is a rochel that has on it wool. But it's a rochel, it's a porim. You take out the dvorim chitzoniim, the zaitike zach. This is not the wool. Is not the rochel. The wool is a double study, which is attached to the rochel. So he took it off. It was on. Vashini davke legabi tzemer ovlado. Oh, legabi the tzemer ovlado. Before you had the growing wool, and now you have wool that can be used, you can spin the wool, you can use the wool. That's called a shini in the wool. Or before you had an uber, now you have a vlad, that's a shinui. Lefikach yishali masho yeshova hatzema vahavlad os. So that's what you pay. So yishalim demeipore oimedes, oimedes, demeipore, that's amuberes. You have to take this with a grain of salt. That means that the pora you return. But how much the pora was worth more when it was mubere, so that you have to pay. This is the Balamoyer. Because of the Avishini Nami Beguf HaBehime, the Balamoyer holds like the Rosh. Einir lehem dvoro, but my Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Gam Rashi zal hoche pirsho, now he says Rashi also holds like the Ra'o, the davke havlat vagiza koni bishinui, umishalim masha hoyo de mayem, you pay masha hoyo de mayem, oz. Oidev sheshov achshev, voidev sheshov achshev yoysaru shaloi. Now what is worth more now that he keeps. But Rashi holds that the por and the rochel you have to return. Now let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Udemei rochel atuna ligozeis. So Rashi says, v'ho'oidev sheshova achshav havlad v'giza yoyse shaloyu. So Rashi only speaks about the blood and the giza. Now it's worth more that it's cut wool. You have a vlad, that belongs to him. The kananu bishinui. So Rashi only speaks about that, but Rashi doesn't speak about the por and the rochel. So Rashi holds the por and rochel in return. So it's not too gefelach the loshen mishalim the meipor oy medes leile. It means after he returns the pore, but the value, how much it was worth, I met this lele, that he pays also. That he pays. Mishalim may pore, I met this lele. Now, let's go further. Gozal pore, v'nis abra etzloi, v'yolda. Here we have a very interesting case that he stole a parah that was worth $1,000. When the Sabratzle became embarrassed by him, he gave birth. Yoda, Rochel, Benitana Etzloy, Vigozazo. Rochel, he stole a Rochel that didn't have any wool on it. It grew wool by him. Vigozazo. Mishalem Kishas Agzela. Shepei Kishas Agzela. So now, like this. According to the Rosh, Mishalem Kishas Agzela is Meredek, because the Pora belongs to him, the Rocha belongs to him. I mean, that's called Ashina. Ashina, Gruvel, Gruvel, Yikadokta. Well, this is Zich Ashina in the Pora also, and in the Rocha. So Memela, that everything belongs to him, the Pora belongs to him, the Rocha belongs to him, the Giza belongs to him, the Vlad belongs to him. And what does he have to do? Mishalem, Kishas Agzela. How much it was worth when he stole it. Now, according to Rashi, L'chayre, it bothered me very much. What's that? Mishalim Kishas Agzela. He returns it. Oh, he doesn't pay anything. The wool, he keeps. The vlad, he keeps. And the por and rochel, he returns. So here it should have said, Mazer es apore. Here it's Mamish Apella. So I don't know a teretz, but I'd say one ha'ore. I saw that Vayakev bin Zan a moire de kemiri. He says he doesn't understand the miri, but let's just say over the miri. The miri holds like Rashi. The miri said gozal porom uberes v'yoldo. So the miri says he keeps the vlad and you return the por. Return the por. Zok the miri. Let me say over the lotion. The Miri writes as follows. The middle above it, HaPore V'Arochel Loi Nishtanu Elo Shavlodis V'Atzemer Nischadish Behem Bochidush. In the middle case, that there's no Shini in the Pore, there's no Shini in the Rochel. So there's no Shini. Only the Vlodis and the Tzemer Nischadish Behem Chidush Umei Ato Marzir HaPore V'Arochel. And you pay for the difference, how much the was worth Bishas Gzela the Tzema. In the third bove, the Miri says Gozal Poro Vinis Abra Etzloi V'Yoldo Hareze Shinui Af Etzla Poro. Here it's a Shini for the Poro also. Pille Ploy. He stole a Poro. It's now a pora, but here is kaida the pora. We stole a pora muberes, and he gave birth. Now, that's not called a shini in the pora. But if he stole a pora, and it's now a pora, he was kind of ready the pora. Okay, so you have to know klo, what pshat is. Maybe, I don't know, maybe ibur is a shini in the pora. I don't know. But al kaponim, the way that we don't have any rashi on this bava, but al kaponim, the way Meiri says, Zakponim is very meduyik the Lashon HaMishneh. Here the Mishneh says, Mishalim Kishas Agzela. You pay Takim Kishas Agzela because the Pora belongs to him. Zot the Gemara. Amri, Eitzim Vason Kalim. Now let's go back to the Mishneh. The first bov of the Mishneh, he stole Eitzim and he made Kalim out of it. So the Gemara understood. He stole a chunk of wood, and he smoothed it, and then he carved out, he made a bowl out of it. And the Mishnah says, when was he koine? When he made kalim. Shipon loy. But what if he stole a chunk of wood and he smoothed it out? That's not a shinui. You have to make a kalim. Tzemer vason begodim ein. He stole tzemer. Wool, and he made a beggar out of it, that's called a shinui. Libnum, but that if he washed it, he cleaned it, but that's not called a shinui. We learned the Mishnah Elach, we see what's called a shinui. smoothing it is not called a shinui. Washing it is not called a shinui. If the make, that's called a shinui. Or a mini lemayeski wakashi. We learned abarais. Gozal eats in vishipon. A person stole a chunk of wood. Vishipon and he made it smooth. Avonim vishisison. He stole stones. And also he smoothed them out. Tamavilipnon, he stole wool and he cleansed it, he cleaned it out. Pishtam benikeyu, mishalem kishas agzele, if to pay kishas agzele. So we have enough in the baraisa that libun and shipon is a shinui. And enough in the baraisa, that'll, and here it says, you have to make a keli. So what's pshat? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, no, Tane didon k'toni shinui darabonon dahodo. Our Tane wants to tell us how Mordeke Chiddush. That a shinui darabonon, it's a shinui that's only koinemi darabonon, dahodo. V'chol shgein shinui diaraise, abad givis shinui diaraise zicha koinem. Now, so explain. Eitzim v'asom kelim. Our Mishnah is speaking about be'eitzim mishupim. He had stolen, not he stole a raw piece of wood that's full of splinters and formless and you have to smooth it out. Nah. Eitzim means he stole smooth boards. He's more. And what did he do with these boards? He made a box out of it. Eitzim basom kalim. That's the case. He stole eitzim mishupim, stole smooth boards. And the shini is, he made a box. That's what he did over here. The shinui dohoda lebriyosehu. Now this shini is a shini achayza. What did he do? He took 15 boards and they attached them together, put nails and they attached it together. He had a box. Fine. Now, if he wants to, you just pull out the nails. And you have your 15 boards again. So did the boards really change? No. They're connected with a nail. But that's not real. That's not a real. It never changed. That what the Torah says that the Yekoina Gzela with Hashini. That means if the thing changed, it's different. You have it. He stole 15 boards. And it still is 15 boards. No. With some nails. See, there's a box now. But a box is Gematria 15 boards. The 15 boards are still there. There's no, they didn't change. They just connected. And you can disconnect them if you want to. So that is not a shini d'araisa. It's a shini d'arabona. The shini d'ado b'yosu. The boy mishlaflu. If he wants, he can take it apart. Tzemel. That what it says in the Mishnah. Tzemel v'asom begodim. B'tzemel tovoy. He stole yarn already. He didn't steal raw wool. Nah, he stole woolen yarn. And what did he do? And with this yarn, he made a beged out of it. You know what? If you want, you can do. You can unravel this old beged, and you'll have back your yarn. It didn't change. Not a permanent change. It's a temporary change. This is a shini achayza. He can take, he can unravel the whole sweater that he made and you have your yarn back. The Atanu wants to tell us chedushim that afilu ashini achoizo, which in reality doesn't have a teure shini meikar adim. The Rabbanu said a gazlum is koine. Even that is koine. The koshkein shini diereise, that's koine. Vitane boro, in this bereise, you found the bereise that said, gozel eitzim vishipom, he stole a raw piece of wood that was full of splinters without any form, and he smoothed it out. Shini diereise ktoni, vishini drabono loiktoni. They says, shini diereise is koine, shini drabono is not koine. Not the way you understood that Atana holds, you stole a raw piece of wood and you have to smooth it and you make a keli and then you're kind of, no, smoothing is zichra maisa kenya. Let's see what Rashi says. shofui shaykh beitzim, that's the loshon when you smooth out wood, usisise, babonim, ushneim loshon tikun, shemesakna machlikam, you smooth it out. Benikayim in anoires, by pishton, he also cleaned it from the psoilus. Bishalom kishasak zela. So why did our Mishnah have to say when I wanted to make a shinui, it said that you did two procedures. You made ha'ena chaykakam. The one understood he carved out a keli at sheyishpem tchila. First you have to smooth it. Chen tzema malabnei tchila. First you wash it. Bachei kein taveyu, and then you spin it. And umishash shipui v'libun konam yad v'lomali kolai. Why did the Mishnah have to say after five procedures he was kind? He was kind after the first procedure. Hachi gasina mabaya tani dung toni shini darabono. Eitzim basom kelim beitzim mishupim b'mayni nusorim v'chosh kein shini daraisu kloim alohi nokat kein lashmin and dahani eitzim diktoni b'nusorim mishupim askit. We're talking about nusorim mishupim. Boson Tavis Vekatadrois, and he made boxes out of it. The Havishinui Kal, this is a very minute Shinui, Shechazel Briyosai, that it could go back to the original form. The boy, Mashliv and Manatik and the Sorum Zumas, if he wants, he can take apart the board. Rehen is on Kevatrila, so it's exactly what it was the beginning. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, with the Rabbono. Pachoshkin, Eitzim, Vishipon, Vavishinu Goma, with the Reisekon, Kdoma, Bemerube, Shinu, Koine, Ksivu, Vatanine, Veishu, Vesagzela, Matulema, Asha, Gozo, Kensha, Gozo, Yasim, Lavdo, Mibalmi, Boil, Shlumi. Tzemer, Vason, Begodim, Lochili, Noked, Livnei, the Lemi Boy, Tzemer, Velivnei, Tzemer, Velivnei, is Poshet, that you Koine. He stole yarn, and he wove it into a baggage. The hodol abriyasai. The iboy sosalo bavichut and kimikoy. But once he can unravel the sweater, v'lochi koni. Nami shini deraise, the lehodiktoni. Now the baraise that says, shini deraise ktoni, the lehodiktoni, the koni, amushini derabonon loikoni. With the kashaloch, mishipui velibonu de koni, vekelgon lomli, ochanami koma. The baraise taka says, you kind of with the shipui alone. Rashi seems to say that Abai said the Baraisa doesn't hold up that a Shini Achazer is Koine Midarabot. But before we go further, let us see the top Taisvis. Agoisa Leitzim, Tana Didon Tona Shini Darabot. Fine. So Mamela, so it's very good. Atan wants to tell Sachidush that a Shini Darabot is Koine, he's telling you a Shini Baraisa is Koine. Vim Taima, Ola Rabbe de Islay, Afilo Shini Achazer Biyosi Habe de Raisa, Ki de Pirashti be Merube. Taisvis said in Merube, that Rabba holds that Hashini Achayis is going to be in the Torah. Heichem Mishani Masnissen. So what did... How did Rabba say Pshat in the Mishnah? Kedabai Leimotsu Leshnuye. Chavash Usi Ravash Yishun, Chavash Inami Leid, Ravash Yimukal Odavki Bishini Yishayin Achayis. So Tosfos answers that a Mishani the Masnisna l'Revus and Noket Eitzim Mishupim Basan Kelim Lashmin Dafilu Shini Achayzel B'Riyosi Koni. So Tosfos is like this that Rabba would learn Shad. Amish is coming to tell us a Chiddush in Hilchas Shinui that Afilu Shini Achayzel is also Koine Min HaTorah. God Tosfos the Mubis said you need a special pasuk for this. Fine. So the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell us. And Hashini Achayzer is Koine, which is a Chiddush. Ubaraisa Kamash Malon. The Baraisa is coming to tell us the Shinui Ba'alme Havishini Afal Pisha Ein Shem Keli Aleim. So now this is saying Amir Dikazach, that Rabbi Lamshat, that the Baraisa is coming to tell us a chiddush that we don't know from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if I took wood and I made a keli out of it, so that's called a shini. It's different. Before it was boards, and now it's a box. So that's called it was nishtane. I could be chayzer. Rabbi doesn't hold of the chesaron of chayzer. It's a posuk shini basher usham. Now it's a box. I stole kalim. I stole wood and it's a box. Let's call the shini that you kind of. The Barai said I want to say gozel eitzim v'sheep on the tongues of merdek echidush. I stole a piece of wood, which had splinters in it, and I smoothed it out. Now it doesn't have splinters. Good. It's different. It's smooth. But what happened with it? Before it was splintery and now it's smooth. So it's different. It's a different thing. It's a piece of wood without splinters. And it's not a different, that means that kuv is a, that's the chiddush of the baraisa. That's also called a shinui. That means he didn't change in any way the form. Here we have something to show. Before it was bought and now it's a keli. This is a shinui. That means it became something completely different. That is a different shem. It's called a keli. Masha enkein by if a person stole a piece of wood and he smoothed it out, doesn't have a shame keli aleim. It's not called a keli. It's different. Before it was rough and now it's smooth. So that is also a chiddush. That's also called a shin. That is according to Rabbi. Fine. Now let us go Ravashi. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi said a different parrot. Ravashi Omar. Tane didon nami shini deraisek toni. Ravashi says, no, our tane is, there's no machloikis. Oysa shalom bimroima. Ravashi Omar. Tane didon nami shini deraisek toni. He's talking about a shini deraisek. Eitzim bason kalim buchani. That means like this. Before he stole a piece of rough wood, he smoothed this piece of wood, and now it can be used as a pestle. You can go and grind herbs with it. You mash herbs with it. So that's pshat na mishneh, a geizel eitzim bason kalim. You know, he made it a keli to smoothing it out. He didn't do more than that. He had a piece of wood, which then it was not usable as a pestle because it was rough. He made it smooth so he could use it. So that's Pshat na Mishnah. The Hainu Shippon, Tzemer Vason Begodim. What's the case of Tzemer Vason Begodim? You asked Akasha in this Libon and those. Nimti, he made felt out of it. Hainu shinui deloy hoda. And felt, it seems, he can make a felt, he don't wash it. He can make a felt of it without washing it. So mamela, and that is, so we're talking about a shinui deloy hoda. Period. Let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kalim. Yeah. Oh, that this Rashi, and I'm sorry, that I don't learn this Rashi, and this Rashi, Nami Shinde Reis is going to Rabashi. Nami Shinde Reis to Lehodek Tony, the Kony. Avo Shinde Rabbonon Loikot. But the Kashaloch Mishi Poivili, but the Kony became God, Lomli, Ochinami Koma, Enochinami just made Shippo. Kalem Bochani Lichtish. The Hainu Shippon. But like a Hekike, he didn't carve out anything. By smoothing it out, he made from a piece of rough wood, he made a pestle out of it. The godim nimti, felt, belaz. They malabni noise atzema, avalecha de libnum, enochanami, skonye. Nimti, which is felt, enatzema, choyza, oidla briyosoi, liye is called nime, venime, vneatzema, this is a shini, shene, choyza, that when you take wool and you make it into felt, it will never become strands of wool anymore. Zog Toisves. Eitzim basom kelim buchani. The Toisves, davke shipui kihai. So Ravashi is saying, davke shipui kihai, shanasa bekach buchani. not samazoi, you smoothed it. Moyo, the choshev shinui maise. That's called a shinui maise. That's why the Mishnah was moyodik meduyik ason kalem. Ason kalem means you're only koine if the sheep made it into a kalem. V'chein, and also kishure, if he had kishure v'ovdei nisorim, nami mahani, if I had a big chunk of wood, a big beam, and I made boards out of it, that's also called a shindik. Avol shipui she'ein mishtane shmoi bekach, loy mahani. So the Mishnah was very meduyik. The Mishnah says, according to Rabashi, Hagoizel Eitzim Vason Kalem. When is Shipui Koine? If by smoothing it out, it became now a usable Kali. But Stam as I had a rough piece of wood, and I go and smooth it out, now it's a smooth piece of wood. But that's all. It's before it was rough, and now it's smooth. It's different. It's like Hagoizel, that's nothing. So, like the Mashal, we just learned the previous Taisus. Taisus said that the Chiddush of the Braisa was that Eitzim v'Shipna. So the Mashal says that the Machloikis Rabbi and Ravashi. Ravashi holds that Shipon alone is nothing. If even though it's loihoda, but if you didn't make it into something different, before you had a rough piece of wood, and now you have a smooth piece of wood, that doesn't in any way, that's not called a shinui. So fakel, so it's boze v'limud alzeh, agoizel eitzim v'ason kelim. Now what the baraisa says, shipon, yeah, shipon, we made it into a kelim. V'chein amrinu l'kamo, and Taisa says, there's a gemara further that says like this, gozal dikla, a person stole a dekel, the kotle, he chopped it down. Before you had a growing dekel, now he chopped it down. Like honey, he's not going there. Before it's growing, now this is still called a dekel. It's not growing anymore. It's different, but this is not called a shinui. Dikle va'ovde guvi, now he stole a dekel and he made big chunks of wood out of it. He has big logs out of it. Like honey. It's also not koine. The guvi, the dikli mikri, that's called chunks of a dekel. It's not called something else. Avul guvi, bovdino kshure. But if he had a big chunk of wood and he made beams out of it, koine, mikore guvi vahashta kshure. Before it was a chunk of wood, and now it's a beam. That's called a shin. So the Gemara writes, "Belibun mi habi shinui." Now we learned in the Baraisa that we had first brought down Tzema velibnon. He stole Tzema, and he cleaned it. So it's a shin misham kishas hagzela. Like the Gemara is libun hashinui v'ramin reshu akasha. We learned a person had reshus hageis, which he has to give to the kohen. Lehispik litnoi loy, he didn't give it to the kohen ad shetzovoi till he dyed it. Potter, he's potter. Then he doesn't have to give it anymore to the kohen. He's kohen b'shinui. That means even though reshus hageis is momen hashavit, but he have a schus in this moment to get righteous against. But if he died it before it was given to them, so he's kind of bishinoi. Libnoi. But what if he just washed the gaze? The light tovoi chayet. So he's chayet. That means libun is not a shinoi, he just washed it. So we have here a baraisa, that the Baraisa says that Libun is not a shinui. Omar Abaye loikashe, or Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbono. This shaila, if Libun is called a shinui or not, is a machloikas tanoi. The sanya, we learned a third Baraisa. Godzazoi, a person cut off the gaze. Tovoi, he spun it. Baolgoi, he wove it. Emet tarif.
So this, that means this will never become a tzuv to the shir of Reishas Hageiz, because soon as he cut it, he made the shinuyim in it, so Memela never became a tzuv to the shir of Reishas Hageiz. Livnoi, what if he washed it? Rab Shimon Noima, ein mitzar, chamim oimri mitzar. So we see klar, there's a machloikis, tanoim, is livo na shinuy. So Memela, so that is pshat, so that's what Abai wants to answer. That the Baraisa, we have here two Baraisas. One Baraisa says the Liban is a Shina. And the other Baraisa says the Liban is not a Shina. So that the second Baraisa is going according to the Chachomim. Rab Shimon holds that Liban is a Shina. Let us see Rashi. Lehispek litna lereishis hagez lakoyin ad shetzavoy. Pata, the kanye bishinu. The domim nami le mishalim, the lav gezel gomahu, the le mota le yode, because the kohen never got it. Eimet tarif, this nam bishchita schulen, chomesh le cheles goizazais, you have five sheep that the wool was cut off from them, kol achas, and each rochel is monopas. It had a money and a chelik of a money. That was the weight of the wool of each sheep. And you had five such sheep. Chayavis bereishis ageis. Bereishis ageis mahu. Ageis is rechelum. Acha shegosan. After he cut up all five. Nois min agiza lakoyin lefi ma sheyirtz. He gives whatever he wants. Rovad shetei nesina chashuv. Ptoni dim gozas. Achas. V'tovo. That's the, doesn't say it's up. Nisponet, v'chenshni, v'chenshlishes, ein mitzafes, lamone, v'pras, lishayev, v'kananu, v'shinri.